Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. State Representative-elect Maria Horn informs us that the Connecticut House of Representatives announced the assignments yesterday, and she will be vice chair of the Appropriations, an assistant majority leader, and also have seats on both Judiciary and Environment. And she reports that the session will begin on January the 9th. In a story in today's Republican American, Richie Bucky Cable, a 37-year-old felon, was nabbed at a motel in Cornwall, ending his bank spree that included Have a Nice Day. His spree included at least five banks throughout the state. It came to an end on Thursday when he was charged with first-degree robbery, fourth-degree larceny, and violating his probation after a team of police officers, including state troopers, found him hiding out at a motel in Cornwall. In addition to the Waterbury holdup, Cable is suspected of robbing banks in Bridgeport, New Haven, Bristol, and Farmington, according to police. He was held on bonds totaling $300,000 after being arraigned in Waterbury Superior Court yesterday morning. He's due back in court later this month. Two of the cases are scheduled to be heard in Litchfield Superior Court. In New York State, the first task for the newly sworn-in Congress should be ending ongoing partial government shutdown, according to Democratic Representative Antonio Delgado. Delgado, a Rhinebeck resident who took office Thursday, has plenty of other issues, though, on his plate. Delgado, 41, unseated former Representative John Faso, Republican, for New York's 19th District, which stretches from Dutchess and Ulster counties into the Capital District and Southern Tier. It was one of the most hotly contested races in the nation. In a story that was by Whitney Joseph in yesterday's Millerton News, Town Supervisor Derek Cloud announced in Pine Plains at the Thursday, December 20th town board meeting, someone stole either a vendor check or pay stub, which somehow got in the wrong hands. The town checking number was then used to make copies of fake checks at Staples or other office supply stores in Poughkeepsie. Since then, the thief wrote checks that falsely stated they were coming from the town of Pine Plains coffers. Cloud said through residents needn't worry, the Bank of Millbrook discovered the fraud and no money was withdrawn from Pine Plains accounts. The bank that lost the money, which was the Ulster Savings Bank, and the thief often went to an ATM and withdrew cash in the amount of $200, quote, so that bank ate the money, end quote, said Cloud. She said, they've got their picture and the account number and they're going to go get the guy. How do they know who he is and that this is being done, asked Councilwoman Sarah Jones. Quote, I have a problem with that. He should be arrested for theft, end quote. We can't get that to happen, said Cloud, because it was Ulster Savings Bank that was ripped off, and they're the ones that have to make that happen. The Kanan Foundation has put out a notice of grant proposals now being requested. The Kanan Foundation awards grants to not-for-profit organizations for community programs and projects in such fields as education, the environment, recreation, arts, health, and social services that directly benefit the North Kanan community. You can submit a grant application online at kanan-foundation.org. Pick up a grant application at the North Kanan Selectman's Office, the Douglas Library, and Salisbury Bank and Trust Kanan Branch, or you can write for one to the Kanan Foundation, P.O. Box 823, North Kanan, Connecticut, 06018. The grant application deadline is January 31st. The Kanan Foundation is a tax-exempt, not-for-profit organization dedicated to improving life in the town of North Kanan. In Salisbury, a blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons at 1 p.m. Noble Horizons Red Cross blood drive. All presenting donors will receive free long-sleeve T-shirt while supplies last. Registration, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Coming up on Saturday at the Scoville Library, Peter McCarron, Black History in Rural Connecticut, A Forgotten History. That will begin at 4 p.m. Cameron Surfin will perform on Saturday, January 5th at the Northeast Millerton Library. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The performance has no sponsors. For more information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. The American Legion Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11 at its post located at 155 Route 44. The price is $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and seniors. Proceeds will go to support multiple Legion projects and the initiatives, including youth and children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans who are in need. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 660.02 yesterday to 22,686.22. The Nasdaq starts off today at 6463.50, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2447.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.